Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. We have a special episode for you today. It is a joint production with Seth Harwood's Crime Wave. The author is Ray Banks, and the narrator is Sean Dog Robinson. I'll let Seth tell you the rest.
This is Crime Wave, episode 34, Ray Banks, The Last Kayfabe.
In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
C-R-I-M-E-W-A-V. You're rolling with the Crime Wave, the internet's first and only podcast devoted to the crime short story. I'm Seth Harwood, your host, the first name in crime podcast fiction, and I'm ready to bring you this week's story. The Crime Wave is produced by Mystery Dog, Aldo Calcagno, and it is not safe for your minivans. That means it might contain swearing, violence, and all types of shit.
Consider yourselves warned.
Hey everybody, JC Hutchins here.
And this is Seth Harwood.
We've joined forces to tell you about the continued progress of podcast authors. This spring, we each have books coming out with two of America's top publishers.
First up is my Jack Wakes Up, hitting stores on May 5th from Random House.
This is the big step, nationwide bookstores.
We'd like to thank you for helping us make this possible. It's your boy, the honorable and esteemed Seth Harwood, bringing you the Crime Wave for another week. And we are still over on the other side of the pond this week with Ray Banks, bringing us a story called The Last Kayfabe. Although, as you listen to this story, you will notice that it has a distinctly American flavor to it, particularly WWE, WWF flavor, and it is read by the most American, Sean Robertson, a.k.a. the Sean Dog. I'll be back at the end to tell you a little bit more about the upcoming Jack Wakes Up book release, Ray Banks and his whole bio and his whole story. Thank you to Rick Stringer and the Variant Frequencies crew for having us on this week. That's right, this week's story is a co-production of The Crime Wave and Variant Frequencies. So thanks for bringing us on, and let's get right into The Last Kayfabe.
The Last Kayfabe by Ray Banks. Don't matter what city you're in, what town. 300 days a year on the road, you could be in Shittsville, Ohio, or New York fucking city. All it looks to you is another hotel room charging $10 for a stubby bottle of beer. Outside, you got the same old shit, too. Drizzle throwing a mist over the streets and their barred-up liquor stores. And you know if there's a place with Martin Luther King's name on it, that's where you're gonna score.
That time you fucked up New Jack, says Monty. That for real?
They don't always recognize me. This one can't believe a white boy pinned a former bounty hunter with four justifiables. I stared at him, wished he'd move his ass and hand over the fucking dimes. No, I say, wasn't for real.
Any of that shit for real?
Shake my head. Apart from the blood was real. The pain. Shit, you want to talk pain, we can talk pain. I got a constant steel band ache across the back of my neck, thanks to a guitar broke over my head by an Elvis-looking motherfucker called himself the Honky Tonk Man. Then hardcore listed out. Second-degree burns on my hands and arms. Been spiked so many times with barbed wire I lost count. Broke all my ribs. Individual and all at once. Broke my sternum, 8 concussions, and I got a total of over 600 stitches holding me together like a beefed up rag doll with bad dreams. Might have been sports entertainment. Might have been rehearsed. Bret Hart saying he never hurt anyone. Fuck Bret Hart. But just because you planned that 300-pound grizzly dropping on your ass from 50 feet in the air didn't mean your damn bones didn't shake and break. What about that time? Shit, must have been 10 years ago. You was on Raw? Your name's Monty, right? Yeah. Just making sure, because your man up the way there, he told me I should come down here and get the shit from Monty. Now, I gave him the money, but you ain't giving me shit but an interview. So how about we turn off the fucking biography channel and do some business? Run the numbers. Work 27 days out of the month, twice daily on the weekends. 9 airplane connections a week. Adds up to a couple of dimes a day. In the way back, I didn't know a jobber who didn't pop, snort, guzzle, or spike. Pills for the pain, drink or tie off to sleep, snort to wake up and grapple. Better living through chemistry, and mine came boulder-shaped. Beat those old memories like dust from a rug. No good for me in the here and now.
You give the money to Leon, says Monty.
I point at a string of guy who looks like he's trying to shit his pants slowly. That Leon? 'Cause that's the motherfucker got my money. Monty nods.
That's Leon.
Then we're all acquainted.
How much you give him?
I squint at him. He's stalling. What's the problem, Monty?
Ain't no problem at all, man.
Except he's looking over my fucking shoulder. I turn, get the picture, and hide deaf. Leon's quit shifting his weight, coming down on me full bore. Got this crazy-ass chimp face on him, grin to grimace, like he's playing heel in his own private smackdown. Hands outstretched, but I knock the lunge out of him. Grab his head, bring it into mine solid. Stamp the sidewalk as I do, force a habit. Another collision, Leon totters back. Reach for his skull, grab what I can of his hair, adjust the tape on my fingers, sneak the razor out. In the trade, they call it a blade job. You need to sell a pillow strike, you cut yourself. One time I caught a gash so bad, I made 0.7 on the Muto scale. Leon tries to jerk, makes me dig an artery. I let him go as he squeals and bleeds like a chiseled pig. He ain't the only one bleeding. I spin at a spike in my leg, see something drop to the ground as I turn and grab Monty. Motherfucker's heavy, but I'd reckon he'd carry it slow. No more bullshit. Sometimes you got to close the fist and fuck somebody up. I tear into Monty, drop him to the concrete. The sidewalk opens his head at the scalp. I put my foot in his ribs, then pull back when the pain in my stuck leg is too much. Hearing screams melt into hoarse breath now. Monty rolls onto his back. A blood bubble appears in his mouth, pops when his lungs are empty. Look over at Leon. He can't see through the blood in his eyes. Curled up like a fucking baby on the ground. Sounds like he's crying. I look around. Monty's weapon. The one he stuck me with. It's a box cutter. Any word we use in the trade, kayfabe, means fake. Some jobber threw for real, tried to hurt you. That was breaking kayfabe. You didn't do it unless you wanted your fucking papers. These two, kayfabe fucking dealers. No stones to back them up. Broke rolls because they reckon me another crackhead cracker. Thinking now, picturing these two hanging out with their pipe-hitting pals.
That white boy wrestler, babyface, you remember that motherfucker? He came around my shit wanting rocks, man. Me and Leon, we fucked that boy up.
This fun to you, I say. You having fun, boys? Because you want some more, I'll stretch both you motherfuckers blue. Leon whines. That's what I thought. Look at me now. You think I'm foobar. Lean and old, holding my fucking leg like it's going to drop off. It's why they don't recognize me. Been a long time since I was the ultimate face in the Federation. But then, I was babyface. The crowd popped at me, man. I put so many heels to the mat, I was a fucking hero. Spin out a running DDT as a finish. Hear 20,000 people calling my name. The ladies shouting, nobody puts babyface in a corner. Got the men. That babyface ain't for crying. Hear it now. The applause like a fucking rainstorm. And then wait for the lightning to strike. The attitude years. Hearing the cheers turn to jeers, the crowd turned vicious. They need a hero like they need a bag on their collective hip. I go up against Stone Cold. I do my gimmick, rip my tee, and throw it into the crowd. But they ain't having it. They throw my tee back. Faces are victims, there to be stomped. Some turn heel, some leave the business to sell used cars. I take flop on flop, pin on pin. Do whatever the bosses tell me, because I'm a good worker. And I believe that people will want their heroes back someday. They don't. Clean that from my mind as I limp over to Monty and see if he's legit. Sure enough, the guy's been holding. I pull two baggies of vials out of his pockets. He whistles as he breathes, tries to speak, but he don't put up a fight. Go to Leon, get my money back, and more besides. Leon's hand clamps over mine. I bend two fingers till they snap. Leon finds the breath to scream again. Hush up, Leon. Listen. You know Vince? Leon shakes his head. Of course he don't know Vince. That's what I call him. Reminds me of my old boss. I don't matter what he's called, though, because the point's the same. Vince says you deal on this corner, you're going to get fucked up. You feel me? Leon's eyes get to slits. You know me, I say. I'm a good guy. That's why I didn't fucking kill you. When you get yourself stitched, you remember that and pass it on to Monty. I turn my back, go to the rental. Every time, playing out the same shit in my head. I go to the car, there's gonna be a gun. These guys, if they're real dealers, they'll have a fucking peace between them. Welcome in the gun, hoping for it. Some fuck wants to put this old yeller out of his misery, they can go right ahead. I've seen that movie a million times, and I know. Don't matter what a good dog yeller was. Once you get bit by the fucking wolf, you're a short time dying. Ain't gonna happen with these kayfabe motherfuckers. Small time. Stick me with a box cutter instead of shooting me. I check the leg situation as I get in the car. If I was still fighting, I'd be fucked. Because the damage don't matter. You have to do what your bosses tell you to do. Vince is the same. He wants me to fuck somebody up in Detroit, Baltimore, Cleveland, fucking Anchorage. I'd do it. He got some wide-ranging business interests and a lot of ants trying to make off with his sugar. Start the engine. The rental coughs. I check the count on the cash. Couple thou. Should be good for gas. And enough rocks in these bags to last me a while. Vince wants me to hit a corner in Atlanta tomorrow night. Don't know if I can do that with my leg, but I'll see how I feel after I hit the stem. Because right now I need something. All us jobbers do.
Ooh, you gotta love a little bit of wrestling style violence up in there. And the thing that really gets me about that story that I love, that line, you can't put babyface in a corner. I mean, wrestlers, referencing, Dirty Dancing, Jennifer Grey, Patrick Swayze, love it. I love it. Ring it. My favorite wrestling story is by Tony Early. It's simply called Charlotte. And I love that story. It's from his first collection of short stories. Let's talk about Ray Banks, who wrote that story. He's from over in the UK. He wrote some books and a clutch of short stories published in places like Plots with Guns, Thrilling Detective, Shred of Evidence, Out of the Gutter, Story Glossia, and The Mississippi Review, where The Last Kayfabe first appeared. Like a punk, he's afraid to come on and read his story because he thinks he's not a good reader, so he wanted to have someone else read it for him. Enter Sean the Dog Robertson, my boy and a longtime Jack Palms listener from here in beautiful Northern California. Ray Banks says that he has some photographs of me and some Vietnamese lady named Phenom, but, you know, I just wanted to have him on. I think he's a great writer, a really nice guy. I like his professional demeanor and his wonderful fiction, which you can find as well as his blog at thesaturdayboy.com. It went down for a little while. He's doing some technical difficulty type stuff, but it will be back. He's currently plugging his Con Innes Book 2, Sucker Punch, in the U.S. It's out with Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. And the last Cal Innes book, The Beast of Burden is in the UK right now with Polygon. Hopefully we'll see that in the US pretty soon. He's got a Crime Express short called Gun, and the hat trick appearance in the Maxim Jakubowski edited Mammoth Book of Best British Crime. So thanks to Ray for coming on. Thanks to Sean Dogg for doing that reading for us in his wonderful wrestler accent voice. Super. This week I want to drop a little knowledge for you on the Netflix side. You go to netflix.com/Harwood. My choice for this week is The Wire. That's right, all 5 seasons, any number of DVDs, you get them there on Netflix. You use the URL netflix.com/Harwood. You get the first 3 weeks free. I've got a promo at the end that I'm going to play for Jeremy Robinson's new book coming out soon. His Kronos podcast has just come out and hit Podio Books, and he also has a new book coming out called Pulse. My book comes out in 2 weeks, and I couldn't be more excited about it. A little over 2 weeks. It comes out on May 5th, and I am juked up and down, blowing it out, so excited and happy about this. And this week, I found out that none other than the New York Times Book Review is going to be reading and reporting, reviewing my book. Yes, that's right. The New York Times Book Review is going to be reviewing my book, Jack Wakes Up, on May 10th in their Sunday Book Review. I mean, I about hit the roof of my apartment with my forehead when I found that out. I was going crazy. It was about 9 in the morning, yelling, screaming. Wow. Let me tell you, as a writer, that's like absolutely the best news that I could hear right now. And in terms of doing outreach to other magazines, newspapers, NPR stations, whatever, it just got that much easier. So if you know a bookstore and they're thinking about getting in Jack Wakes Up, tell them that the New York Times Book Review is going to be writing about it, and they might want to order in another extra couple of copies. Reading tour stuff going on all over the place. I'll be coming to a town near you. You can find out more about that at sethharwood.com/tour. And I love having you here at the Crime Wave. I'm going to hit you with a Jeremy Robinson promo on the way out. I want to thank Varying Frequencies once again for having us on. And thank you for stopping by the Crime Wave. Thank you for listening to The Crime Wave. I'm your host, Seth Harwood. I hope you'll check out the rest of the stories here on Crime Wave and tell your friends about it. It's the CRIMEWAV. Help pass the word, register at our site so that you can participate in the forums and add comments to the episodes. You can email us with questions or comments at info@crimewave.com. Aldo, the mystery dog, and I will get your email and we'll get back to you right quick. You can also call the K7 line, 206-350-4998, to leave comments or feedback. And if you leave a great message, we'll even play it at the end of a show. So drop a line, hop on the website, visit often, spread the word, and thank you for stopping by the Crime Wave.
In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
It lies beneath the surface, waiting for her. When it strikes, there's no time to scream. No blood, no trace. It swallows her whole and descends into the ocean's depths, where her nightmare and a father's quest for revenge begins.
Jeremy Robinson, author of 5 edge-of-your-seat novels, including Pulse, Antarctos Rising, and Kronos, which have been translated into 6 languages and published in paperback, Kindle, and iPhone app editions, is now proud to present Kronos as a free podcast novel, narrated by me, Jeffrey Kafer. Kronos is a deep-sea thrill ride and has been praised as Moby Dick meets James Bond thriller with an amazing twist by New York Times best-selling author Steve Alton. Check it out at jeremyrobinsononline.com.
Thank you for listening to The Last Kayfabe by Ray Banks, narrated by Sean Dog Robinson. Thank you to Seth Harwood for providing us with this bonus story. Also, don't forget, any of you who are going to be near Romulus, Michigan on May 1st through May 3rd, I will be at PenguinCon. I'm pretty excited about it. I will be on panels with Steve Ely from Escape Pod and with Will Wheaton of Star Trek fame. You won't want to miss this. You can find out more about PenguinCon at www.penguicon.org. To find out more about variant frequencies, please go to our website at www.variantfrequencies.com. If you like variant frequencies, tell your friends about us. Thank you. From the Variant Frequencies team, Matt Wallace, Ann Stringer, and Rick Stringer.
This is a warning from the emergency podcast system. Officials have stated that Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp of Technorama have escaped after only serving 1 year of their life sentences. Chuck and Craig are considered unarmed and dangerous to your mental stability. It is expected that they will soon be producing Technorama weekly podcasts again. You are advised to go to chuckchat.com and listen for further instructions before they steampunk one of your loved ones.
For about 2 years now, Well Told Tales has been the Pulp Fiction podcast, publishing sci-fi, horror, and crime short stories. We're still doing that, but now we also invite all of you to get in on the fun. We've rebuilt the WellToldTales.com site from the ground up to be a community of writers, filmmakers, podcasters, and people who love pulpy content. It only takes a few seconds to set up your free membership, and you can be publishing your text short stories, uploading MP3 audio tales, or even sharing your short films. You can also make friends and form your own reading groups or writing groups or just about any kind of group. So check out WellToldTales.com, a place for pulpy stories and storytellers.